Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press, which you can order at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Among some of the things that are out there today that are worth taking a look at on the Internet, Pat Buchanan, Phil Giraldi, and Justin Raimondo have a good trinity of essays that deal with the dangers of the Israeli lobby. Pat Buchanan's is entitled, Is a Vote for Rudy a Vote for War? Philip Giraldi's piece is entitled, Joe Lieberman's War. Justin Raimondo asks us about AIPAC espionage and legal sabotage. What is going on with this espionage case against Rosen and Weissman? And are they going to beat the rap with the inside intervention of the Israeli lobby in Washington, D.C.? We're joined today by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. We've been kicking around a number of things today related to Ron Paul and Rudolph Giuliani and Pat Robertson. Getting back to our conversation, Mark, what do you make of this Mukasey confirmation? I'm reading today in the Washington Post that the Senate has confirmed Michael Mukasey as the 81st Attorney General of the United States by a 53-40 margin, giving the nominee the lowest level of congressional support of any Justice Department leader in the past half century, quoting the Washington Post here. Mark, do you think that some of Mukasey's difficulties in defending this waterboarding practice on the part of the American intelligence community and Mukasey's failure to say whether or not he thought that practice was lawful and constitutional was part of his problem in this confirmation process?
Yes, I think it should have been more of a problem. I think the legislature should not have approved him. American Free Press, of course, reported that he was hedging or hesitating on defining waterboarding as torture, and in fact was sort of prevaricating on whether he even was against torture, which of course he should be because it's right in the Constitution that cruel and unusual punishment should not be part of a governmental interrogation, certainly not a federal one. One of the things I learned in New York when I went there for AFP during 9/11 from some research associates I have there was that Mukasey was actually involved as a judge with the Jose Padilla case, and Padilla himself was actually tortured. He, of course, wow, was sort of this two-bit criminal. He wasn't the perfect guy, okay? You know, maybe grandma wasn't proud of him, but he did not commit any crimes against the United States, and he was sort of used, according to a reliable source I have, Padilla was kind of used as a guinea pig to where the government could, in fact, carry out torture and get away with it, and Mukasey put his stamp of approval or had some sort of involvement on this as a judge. I think he basically ruled on the case. And so, you know, Mukasey's got even a linkage to an actual case where torture was used against Padilla. And this spells bad news. It's just too bad that our legislature is so toothless these days. They can never muster the courage or the wherewithal to actually vote down somebody like this. And, you know, when's the last time they even overrode a presidential veto with two-thirds in both houses, they just seem incapable of expressing their legislative will in a way that would knock the executive branch down a couple notches. They just can't seem to do it.
When we come back, I'll ask Mark Anderson about this whole business of Michael Mukasey in terms of his connection to the Israeli lobby and the problems that this confirmation presents for American foreign policy. Stay tuned.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We're back. This is Mark Hancock's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press, which you can order at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. And as part of the appeal for AFP this morning, I would also ask you to consider supporting this very fine organization known as the Foundation for the Defense or the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment, FDFA, the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. If you want to support an alternative to the American Civil Liberties Union and the Anti-Defamation League, something that is truly defending American patriots who want to protect your right and theirs and mine to be involved in freedom of speech and the promulgation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, you need to support the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. You can contact James P. Tucker, Jr., the chairman of the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment, by giving he and giving his organization a call at 202-547-5585. That's 202-547-5585. Mark, getting back to this whole business of Michael Mukasey and his narrow confirmation by the United States Senate, it seems to me that this presents a foreign policy catastrophe and crisis for the United States as well, in that the entire world is watching this thing. They note that we have been quite high and mighty in our supposed commitment to democracy, whatever that's supposed to mean, our commitment that we always say we have a very, very firm solidified commitment toward in regard to supporting the rule of law and certain things that we allegedly hold dear, and yet we turn around and have a situation where quite clearly the American intelligence agencies have been involved domestically in illegal surveillance operations against American citizens. We've got a circumstance abroad where this business of extraordinary rendition has come to the fore from time to time, where there have been illegal kidnappings and the utilization of torture and secret safe houses abroad of people that we believe are our enemies. Now we've got an attorney general who can't figure out whether or not waterboarding is torture or whether or not it is illegal and unconstitutional. The rest of the world, it seems to me, is looking at this and saying, well, between supporting Michael Mukasey as a Justice Department chief and some of the people that the United States has historically supported around the world when it was in their interest, perceived interest to do so, the fact of the matter is that the American government is no more committed to the rule of law and freedom of speech and the protection of rights than anybody else. Is that a fair perception? Do you think that that is the perception of us worldwide?
Probably in many quarters, yeah. It couldn't give people a lot of confidence, especially when they see us behaving like an imperialist nation, to behave that way and then to have the audacity to say that we can export democracy and do it through the barrel of a gun, no less.
Yes, and again, I think it gets into the whole question for me of what all of this is saying when it comes to our own people. Some of the things that Ron Paul has been talking about for quite some time, about the dangers of these Patriot Acts and the dangers of the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the dangers involved in this illegal NSA surveillance project of utilizing mainstream American telecommunications companies to spy on people. All of this seems to be coming to the fore for a lot of people in public perception with this Mukasey appointment. Again, it seems to me that between what he fails to clarify in regard to waterboarding and his own clear connections, as you've outlined them this morning, to this Jose Padilla case and the Mukasey's clear connection to the Israeli lobby, it seems to me that again, this is all a part of a disturbing pattern that is causing more Americans to rethink exactly what has happened to their government.
Yeah, and in a sense, it's a blessing. I know that's a weird word to use in this context, but sometimes no pain, no gain. The transparent and very obvious stance of Mukasey as not being able to say torture is bad, as not being able to say waterboarding is bad, I think is going to perhaps even wake up more people. It gives Ron Paul a little bit more to talk about. And now Ron, as I'm about to come out in the next American Free Press, Ron raised $4.2 million in a single day's fundraising on November 5th. This is amazing. The mainstream media doesn't know quite what to do with it. They have given him some attention. But it's amazing that he raised, as of September 30th, the end of the quarter, he raised $5.2 million. And then on one day, on November 5th, he raised $4.2 million, and $4 million of that, which was through the Internet. And, this is more stuff that Ron can talk about and turn into a sort of a political positive, that Mukasey is another sign of this degeneration of the powers that be, and that we need a whole new regime, if you will, a whole new, return to our constitutional roots. But, Ron is a sign, his whole support structure is a sign that the nation, there's a lot of hope left in this nation. The fact that he gets $4.3 million in one day on November 5th, does that not show that the American people, including young people who have never voted before and people that have given up politics a long time ago that are seeing Ron as a reason to come back to politics, does that not show that there's hope that kind of money can be raised in one day by someone who speaks about the Constitution, that speaks about liberty, that speaks about non-interventionism and limited government? There's a lot of reason for hope. In my travels as a reporter, I see the American people, partially because of Ron, but not completely, taking back their government bit by bit, just like the globalist agenda is trying to steal our government bit by bit. The American people are trying to take it back, and I've cataloged a lot of success stories and at least potential success stories in American Free Press since I've been on board, and that's what I'm seeing is Ron is part of this wake-up. I don't know if Ron is waking the people up or if he's being woke up along with the people. I suppose it's a little bit of both. But his candidacy and the kind of money he can raise in one day shows that the people are not willing to take this lying down.
Yes, and I think it'll be very interesting to see in terms of the Ron Paul candidacy what happens in the initial primaries and caucuses. You know, Howard Dean, of course, to put this into perspective, did very, very well in internet fundraising, running as a Democratic candidate for president the last time around. That didn't seem to translate into the kind of support at the polls that one might have anticipated, given what he had raised on the internet. But again, in terms of Ron Paul, I would think that if he does at all well in New Hampshire and in Iowa, that what we have seen thus far in terms of fundraising is simply going to swell.
Yeah, I covered him in Iowa, the early straw poll, where he placed a respectable fifth, and he beat our friend and buddy Rudy Giuliani, who, by the way, supports even the Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA Superhighway. I'll mention that as a footnote. That's a big issue I've been covering. But, yeah, how Ron does again in Iowa and in New Hampshire, where I covered the CNN debate there back in June in person, and I met Ron at that time. You know, how he does in those states coming up here, early 08, I believe it is, early 2008, you know, how they're moving up the primary dates and cramming them all together. That's not making things easy, you know. But how he, you're right, how he does in those two states is going to really kind of set the tone for the remainder. He's certainly, at the very least, he's going to give the powers that be a big scare. And at a bare minimum, he's waking up sort of that dormant part of the American psyche that's been lulled to sleep for so long. Ron is really doing a service here, and I'm not saying he won't win. That's the thing about American Free Press. We don't make predictions like the mainstream media. Oh, we think this guy is going to win based on this polling result. It's not the media's job to make predictions of which horse is going to win the race. It's the job to talk about the Constitution and the standard the Constitution sets and which candidate is meeting that standard, but it's up to the people to decide.
Well, yes, and another thing that comes to the fore for me as I look at this present situation with both the Democratic and Republican parties is that once again, Fox News, among others, keeps giving us this false dialectic. In other words, vote yep. for Giuliani because he's not Hillary Clinton. And, you know, positions X, Y, and Z are only bad positions to hold. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, it's okay because if you're a Republican, you're at least not the other party and you're not Hillary Clinton and so forth and so on. Are we not dealing with a situation where maybe the most important evaluation in this whole situation is globalism and nationalism? And in the best sense of the word, Ron Paul is really the only nationalist running, the only truly consistent nationalistic constitutionalist running. The rest of these people, for the most part, seem to have, to varying degrees, the globalist orientation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even if you're someone that doesn't like Ron, I mean, you can't deny that he's the most distinctive candidate, that he has the most refreshing, unique things to say. You know, no matter what your persuasion, there's no denying that Ron is the unique product on the shelf here. And what you're talking about in terms of false dialectics is something I've spoken about. I do want to mention a conference, the 2007 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference right here in Texas in Addison, which is just north of Dallas, coming up November 16 through 18, and put on by Freedom Law School and American Free Press, where I will be talking about how the media manipulates the masses. And I spoke of that at an earlier event by this organization, too.
Mark, when we come back, let's mention that conference again and get into this whole question, a little bit of media manipulation.
Yes.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on RBN. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. You can find AFP at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. And before we get into further conversation with Mark about the upcoming conference where he's going to be speaking and what he's going to be speaking about, I wanted to draw your attention to something that is posted today at Michael Chosadowski's globalresearch.ca. It's a repost of an article that originally appeared in Al Aram. I was reading about this also in the London Financial Times yesterday. The French president, Mr. Sarkozy, who is very prominently and very positively depicted speaking to the United States House of Representatives 2 days ago, has now been accused of working for Israeli intelligence. Very, very interesting story about this gentleman in Al Aram in Cairo. It's now been reposted by globalresearch.ca. The French president, Sarkozy, accused of working for Israeli intelligence. Read the data. See what you think. Mark, in regard to the conference again, repeat the information about this conference, and then let's get into a little bit without giving away the complete show in regard to what you're going to be talking about at the conference. Just give us a little bit of a taste of this media manipulation thesis that you're going to be working at that gathering.
Well, first of all, the conference is the 2007 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference, November 16 through 18 in Addison, Texas, just north of Dallas. And it's being put on in part by American Free Press and Freedom Law School. To reserve space, you can call 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. And I also spoke to a conference put on in part by Freedom Law School back in March, where I talked about media manipulation in some respects, and that's the general topic, a very broad topic that I'll be covering at this conference coming up just north of Dallas, November 16 through 18. A taste of it would sort of consist of pointing out, and this might not be exactly what I'll touch on, but it's of the same nature, of just how the language is used in the media, where, for instance, there's a... you know, the San Antonio paper there recently ran a blurb about oil prices and things of that nature, and they'll say things like oil prices zipped up and the price of oil then retreated, and language like that. And then in foreign policy, you'll hear words like, if somebody doesn't believe in sending our military around the globe, they're automatically labeled an isolationist, you know. And the word like non-interventionist and words like that are carefully avoided. It's really a lot in the language that the media uses, or words that they use or don't use, where you really see the more subtle propaganda. And as you mentioned, there's the false dichotomies or false dialectics, where they'll make Rudy look like a conservative just because he'll have a couple of views slightly more conservative than the ultra-liberal Hillary Clinton, when in fact they're both more of a socialist cast, things of that nature. So what I meant by the reference to the San Antonio paper is, especially when it comes to economics, the media will report things in sort of a crisis mode. Everything is always a crisis. 37 million Americans don't have health insurance. We have a crisis. Another crisis is Social Security. What are we going to do? The baby boomers are coming of age, and they're going to want to draw from the system, and the system's bankrupt. What are we going to do? We have another crisis. And it just seems to be all based on fear, and it all seems to be predicated on the idea that there's no solutions to anything. You know, every issue seems to be insurmountable and inexplicable. You can't solve it, and you can't fully understand it. But they throw these huge bricks on the American psyche, one after another, one crisis after another. You know, we had the energy crisis back in the 70s. And, you know, these are crises. And what American Free Press tries to do is talk about things in terms of at least potential solutions, that these issues are not insurmountable. And I think that's very important. We don't want the American people to be hopeless.
Yes, and you know, you get into this whole question of language, Mark. I'll put in a plug for Dr. Adrian Krieg at this point. He's been sharing some of his Tuesday mornings with me in the last month or two, and one can find him at kriegbooks.com, which you can get to from my links page at markdankoff.com. And Adrian Krieg sent me a dictionary that he's come up with entitled The New American Newspeak Dictionary. I'd recommend this book to you, Mark, because it really gets into this whole issue of the manipulation of language. And some of this is hysterically funny. As sad as it is, it's hysterically funny to read the wonderfully cynical sense of humor that Dr. Krieg has in putting this dictionary together. Because from A to Z, he gives you these terms and then defines these terms according to the way that the establishment would look at them, and the way that people that are not thinking in an Orwellian manner might define these terms. It's a wonderful book, The New American Newspeak Dictionary. We'll be back with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. You can order AFP at 1-888-699-NEWS. This is Mark Dankoff broadcasting live today from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. You can find AFP at 1-888-699-NEWS. Also, again, I wanted to put in a plug for the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. James P. Tucker, Jr., who is the editor, of course, of AFP now, is also the head of the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. If you want to support a good alternative to the American Civil Liberties Union and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and to receive a write-off on your taxes at the same time, give the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment a call at 202-547-5585. Also wanted to say something in regard to Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi. Mark Glenn, of course, is taking a break from my show, just as he's taking a break from a couple of other things, except for his AFP commitment. Mark really has needed some rest and rejuvenation since the No More Wars for Israel conference. But I want to mention to all the listeners that Mark Glenn and I and Hesham Talawi are working behind the scenes on a project that we can't reveal right now, but it's a project that will eventually create an entity worldwide that is going to bring the anti-New World Order, anti-Zionist cause to the next level. To the next level. We're developing a mission statement. We're developing a list of people that we want to be involved in this in terms of leadership. We're talking about a lot of issues pertaining to some of the specific activities that this organization would be sponsoring in the way of conferences and electronic newsletters and so forth. This is not going to come together in a week's time. There's a lot of strategic planning that's going to be involved in this. But just wanted to make you aware that behind the scenes, Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi and I are starting to work on some ideas that are going to incorporate some of the best people in our movement over time that want to be involved in bringing us to the next level in our promotion of the anti-New World Order cause and the anti-Zionist cause worldwide. Just keep that in mind and keep your eyes open. Eventually you're going to see some announcements made on this. But again, it's not going to happen next week or even a month from now. There's a lot of planning that's going to be involved in this, but I will keep you posted. Wanted to read one excerpt from Dr. Adrian Krieg's dictionary, the New American Newspeak Dictionary. You can get that at kriegbooks.com, which you can access off of my website going to my links page at markdankoff.com. Just one example, page 55, Dr. Adrian Krieg defines Holocaust. In parenthesis, it says, not a Zionist copyrighted trademark. Holocaust, that event in the Russian Revolution and the ensuing 70 years, which resulted in over 66 million Christian, Russian, Orthodox, and Muslim murders at the hands of Zionist Bolsheviks, and the razing of over 900 Christian churches and monasteries in Russia. Keeping that Holocaust definition in mind, you might get a big kick out of the all of the other hundreds of definitions of different terms and so forth that are to be found in Adrian Krieg's dictionary entitled The New American Newspeak Dictionary. It is quite a volume. You can get to kriegbooks.com, again, off of my links page at markdankoff.com. Mark Anderson, we've been talking about a lot of different issues this morning. What do you see, Mark, as we enter into the next phase of this presidential campaign and the next phase in this attempt to recover what was the American Republic? What are the four or five issues that come most to the fore in your mind as the key issues and the key battlegrounds of this present time?
In terms of the presidential candidates or just the most important issues in general?
I think maybe it's both. Of course, we're assuming that the presidential candidates are talking about the most important issues in general. And with the exception of Ron Paul, I think that's a dangerous presupposition. So maybe we should just talk about the three or four or five most important issues in general as you see them.
Well, I like to look at issues in terms of where Americans can make a difference. I like to report in ways that make the reader see that the issues we have facing us, while large and while sometimes looming, are not insurmountable, and there is a way out, unlike the dominant media, as I'm going to speak about at the upcoming conference, November 16 through 18 in Addison, unlike the dominant media, which by and large presents issues, as I mentioned, as being these huge crises that are never-ending. And really don't seem to have a clear-cut solution, if they have a solution at all. But some of the issues that I've covered recently, the Trans-Texas Corridor is a big one, and I reported in the October 29 AFP, Stopping the Big Slab was the headline, that now Oklahomans, people in Oklahoma, particularly the Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, which is OK Safe, SAFE for short, are teaming up with Texans who want to oppose and stop the Trans-Texas Corridor, and they really seem to be making a difference. They're, pardon the pun, they're throwing a lot of roadblocks in front of this idea of building the Trans-Texas Corridor, which would be 4,000 miles of highway vivisecting Texas, just in Texas alone, as part of the greater NAFTA superhighway, whereby more Asian goods, if you can even imagine more Asian goods being flooded into this country, more of these goods would be brought in through Pacific ports in Mexico, such as Lazaro Cardenas, and trucked and railed up through Mexico and up into Texas, and then this super wide mega tollway, the Trans-Texas Corridor, would connect with existing tollways and probably existing freeways that would be converted into tollways and create this huge network that is a major part of making the United States a sort of a sub-province within a European, or excuse me, an American Union. Of course, the idea is to merge Mexico, Canada, and the United States together into the North American Union as one large super state, more or less, to mirror the European Union, and that's a major building block in a one-world system. And so the Trans-Texas Corridor is a big issue because without it, a very tangible way of creating the North American Union would fall by the wayside, and I think it would largely defeat the North American Union, if not at least deal it a very big setback. So, the Trans-Texas Corridor and the very welcome prospect of Oklahoma people wanting to stop it, along with a growing number of Texans, I think is a big issue that shows a tangible way that the North American Union can be stopped. And that's a big one. As we mentioned earlier, there's the Real ID Act. And that's another way. Here we have people in Pennsylvania that are trying to be a major force in trying to stop this thing. And I'll mention, too, that the movement to stop the Real ID Act is now reaching out to military veterans. I don't think the average veteran would like to hear that he or she or it could be their son or daughter is fighting for a nation that is trying to instigate or inaugurate a system of surveillance on Americans. I don't think that that's what freedom means, and I think any honest war veteran or current soldier would not want to support such a thing. And so we have two areas, the Trans-Texas Corridor and the actions of Texans and Oklahomans, and we have the Real ID Act, and where Pennsylvania is a key focal point where Americans are standing up to these very tangible signs of a new world system, of a one world system, the Trans-Texas Corridor and the Real ID Act, and they're stepping up to the plate and they're really tangibly trying to defeat these things, and that's what we're cataloging in American Free Press. So that's at least two issues where I think they're very important and the American people are making a difference.
Yes, and again, it seems to me that what we find is once again, Mark, whether we're looking at this war or whether we're looking at the Trans-Texas Corridor and the North American Union, we seem to see the interests of the average American citizen at cross purposes with the public policy elite that's been running the show in this country for a long time. For too long, and it seems to me that that this quite clearly has involved a groundswell of opposition to these globalist initiatives that I think, frankly, the American Free Press deserves a great deal of credit for in regard to galvanizing. In other words, if people weren't reading AFP and if people weren't listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, I can't think of too many other media sources out there that even cover these issues to let the average citizen know what's going on with this.
Well, yeah, and it enables one group or one activist group to link up with another. It creates a kind of a loose partnership or a loose confederation of different interests who all basically believe in the same thing, that we shouldn't have our interests run over by this transnational elite, that, you know, we're still supposed to be an independent nation and that, you know, we're not just going to lie down while they try and amalgamate our nation into some larger political construct that can only be the dreams of demagogues. You know, it's hard to believe that people actually believe that you can consolidate the world into some sort of one global society without creating a tremendous amount of pain and suffering. It's terrible what they're trying to do. But, you know, with American Free Press, we try to report it in such a way where it's not hopeless, where we can make a difference, where, yes, these issues are big and they're compelling, but We don't have to lose this thing, you know. There's a way out. We're not going to get swallowed up in this thing.
Well, you know, it seems to me, I was talking with one of the leaders of our movement the other day who's out on the West Coast. We were chatting about this whole business of the Internet. Quite clearly, it's come to the fore more than once that the Internet has had an incredible role to play in enabling us to do the networking that we do routinely in opposing these globalist New World Order initiatives. Now, obviously, if we've been having the success that we've been having in recent times with this, and I think that this is certainly indicated by what Ron Paul has accomplished recently with the Internet fundraising for his presidential campaign, does this not suggest at the same time that the policy elites and the global establishment have figured this out as well and are going to redouble their efforts to move us out of the kind of Internet activism that we've been involved in through various forms of legislation and regulation of the Internet and through hate crimes legislation and so forth that would basically shut us out? What do you see on the horizon with that?
Yeah, well, Mr. Paul has spoken to that, of course. He's opposed to Real ID. He's opposed to the Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA Superhighway and the North American Union. And he's opposed to Internet regulation for obvious reasons. You know, the Internet is, you know, an open book. It's free inquiry. There's distasteful things on there, of course. But that is a pretty small price to pay when you consider the tremendous networking and information gathering capabilities that the Internet provides. And it's amazing to me that the dominant media still poo-poos the Internet. Like, they'll say things like, well, you know, Ron Paul is performing an amazing thing, raising so much money, but it's on the Internet. Or he's not doing very well in the polls, they'll say, but on Internet polls, you know, right after a debate or something, a live poll, he's the winner. And yet the premise there is that the Internet is somehow some sort of, embarrassing stepchild that you're supposed to keep locked in the closet. You know, the Internet is just another means of communication. In fact, it's the best means, if you think about it. It involves the written word, it involves motion pictures, and it involves audio. It's like a radio, a television, and a newspaper wrapped up into one. What is wrong with the Internet? What does the dominant media think the Internet is being used by? Chimpanzees? These are live people, gathering information. It's amazing that the Internet is characterized as this sort of this dangerous alleyway when, in fact, it's interactive press that the average person can use. It empowers the average person, who no longer has to be completely dependent on the New York Times or something like that or CBS News for information.
Would you go so far as to say what a recent guest of mine did, Mark, that the mainstream media is becoming increasingly irrelevant?
Yes, and I can speak to that directly. I used to work for the mainstream media, weeklies and dailies. I've been in news for 25 years, and even back, I won't say the name of the paper, but it was in northern Indiana, and these, they would have a lot of staff meetings about what to do about declining circulation, and this continues to happen. As far as I understand it, just about every major daily newspaper in the nation is losing circulation, and I think people are reading the Internet. I think they're reading publications at least along the lines of American Free Press, and I think that they're gathering their information on talk radio, such as your show. It's a diversification, and the standard newspapers dishing out what they've always dished out just aren't going to hold on to the interest or the minds and hearts of people very well. And I don't personally know of a single major newspaper that's gaining circulation right now. I could be wrong, but I don't know of one.
Yes, and of course we've discussed it before on this show. I don't know if I've discussed it with you or not specifically, but you know, it's curious to go back to the time when Clinton was president and you had the so-called Communications Act out there, which was designed to facilitate the consolidation of the basic print and electronic media outlets in this country to put them into the hands of just a handful of people or to pave the way for that to happen.
Correct.
And curiously enough, at one level, the globalist establishment has achieved largely what it set out to achieve. When you look at who it is that owns the major news consortiums, both electronic and print, and yet again, with this phenomenon of the news media, and with the kind of thing that has happened in alternative media, especially with the Internet, This has, I think, enabled the American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network, just to name two, to have a degree of effectiveness that would not have been possible 15 years ago. And I think it's driving the opposition crazy. And this Ron Paul thing is suggestive to me because clearly he's doing that well in internet fundraising. It begs the question, if he's doing that well, you know, what does this portend for our movement overall? It seems to me that this is not simply something that's going to benefit Ron Paul's presidential candidacy this time out, however it plays out. But there are a lot of people through the Paul candidacy that are being attracted to the wider American populist constitutional right. And,
exactly.
That to me is what is most exciting about this. Even if he doesn't win the nomination, even if he's not elected, through the Paul candidacy and through this internet technology, I think we are seeing potentially the coalescence of a new generation, a new constituency for the old constitutional right. And I think that must terrify the policy elites.
Correct.
We'll be back with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. You can get your subscription to AFP at 1-888-699-NEWS. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Teach the world to snuff the fires and the lies.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today has been Mark Anderson at the American Free Press. You can find AFP at 1-888-699-NEWS. In terms of important news stories that are out there today on the Internet, take a look at the Al Aram post in Cairo that has been reprinted by globalresearch.ca entitled "Sarkozy Accused of Working for Israeli Intelligence." Pat Buchanan has a great essay out there entitled "Is a Vote for Rudy a Vote for War?" You can find that one at antiwar.com. A couple of other antiwar.com offerings today that are well worth your time. Philip Giraldi of the American Conservative has an essay entitled "Joe Lieberman's War." Justin Raimondo brings us up to speed on what the latest developments are in the IPAC espionage scandal in a post entitled "IPAC Espionage and Legal Sabotage." Mark Anderson, in the last couple of minutes that we have before the end of the show, what are the issues that you plan on covering for AFP in these next 6 months or so?
Well, there's a number of things. Boy, it's hard to know where to start. But there is going to be a special section on Ron Paul, a special report that we're bringing out, kind of on the whole phenomenon of Ron Paul. And there's going to be lots of aggressive coverage on the Trans-Texas Corridor because we believe in consistency and following these issues, not just picking them up and dropping them down. And the Real ID Act will be continuing with that. There's a host of things. The 9/11 issue is something that we think is important. We don't sensationalize it, and we certainly don't get into too much speculation, but we've reported, I believe, some very important things on that, and that's going to continue to take apart the government story that, you know, the Pentagon and two 110-story towers can be brought down by so-called Islamic fanatics and a couple box cutters and a little bit of flight training and things like that. There's a whole host of things out there that are going to be covered, and I want to mention again that the Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference is coming up in North Dallas in Addison, November 16 through 18. A lot of American Free Press representatives will be there. The newspaper itself will be available there, and the books and other things that we publish will be there. And listeners can call 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. To reserve a space at this conference, November 16 through 18 in Addison, just north of Dallas. So, those are some of the issues, and there'll be many more, almost too numerous to name in the time we have, but lots of interesting things. So,
well, let's ask you to play prophet here in these final seconds, Mark. In terms of Ron Paul and the Republican nomination, do you think he has any chance to actually receive the nomination? And if he does, what do you think the odds are?
Well, I think he does have some chance. I won't say it's a big chance because of the powers that be, but I think that that he has a better chance than I think most people expect. His showing on the Tonight Show, Jay Leno, was a huge boost. And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. He's certainly going to make the powers that be very nervous. And he does have a chance. It's hard to put a number on it or quantify it. But I'm not going to say he doesn't have a chance because his ideas are ringing out like crazy. He raised $4.2 million in one day on November 5th, which was acknowledged to be the largest single day's fundraising in political history in America.
I'd like to thank Mark Anderson of the American Free Press for being on Mark Dankoff's America Today, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you Monday morning. God bless you. With